Hello, everyone out there. This is Trevor with Tea Time Reports. Thank you so much for tuning in to another news episode with the podcast. It's greatly appreciated. A lot has kind of kicked off this past weekend, or this past week, if you will. If you're into football, the UFL just had its opening weekend. We're covering that pretty extensively all over our platforms at Tea Time Reports on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads, as well as YouTube and Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you guys follow, subscribe, like, and comment on those platforms. It goes a long way and helps us out. But besides the UFL kicking off this past weekend, we'll get into more serious matters, obviously, throughout the episode, talking about just kind of big news, big headlines, and things that kind of catch at least our eye on trending platforms, as well as just overall big stories that are recent as well as relevant. But getting into this big story right now, coming out of, where is this? This is coming out of Grieger Capital. DC Carino is also reporting on this. Elon Musk had something to say on Twitter about this. But 2.1 million social security numbers issued to non-citizens in 2024. That's pretty alarming. At those numbers, it's not good. How are you gonna, obviously you can kind of track that and find out who was given a social security number to a non-citizen. I'm sure there's a filtration filter on their database that's able to kind of decipher and see who was given a recent social security number and check into their data. But recent data indicates that in fiscal year 2024, approximately 2.1 million social security numbers were issued to non-citizens. This increase from 270,000 in 2021 has sparked discussions about the implications for social welfare systems and electoral integrity. Non-citizens can illegally obtain social security numbers and legally can obtain them through various pathways such as asylum claims, work authorizations, which allows them to access to certain benefit programs. Excuse my tongue-tiedness. There are ongoing investigations into potential fraud cases related to these issues and some of these potential situations here, with some cases referred for prosecution. The issue has been highlighted as a significant concern for the future of immigration policy and the integrity of the electoral system. It is kind of insane if that is an accurate number. Again, this is like a top trending issue on X right now. A lot of people have something to say about it. A lot of news anchors and reporters are chipping in. That's quite alarming. And this is what Elon Musk was talking about. And a lot of people probably don't like think of him as any kind of politician or anything like that. But, you know, I do think that despite maybe your personal opinion about him, the dude has run, you know, one of the greatest companies ever. He's one of the wealthiest individuals ever. He came from scratch and he made the dream. So, I mean, you got to only kind of respect that aspect of who he at least is. But they did have some kind of, talk or discussion in front of a crowd. They were going over numbers and, 2024 was a massive jump, in non-citizen issued social security numbers. Because in 2021, it was 270,000. In 2022, it was 590,000. In 2023, it was 964,000. And then 2024, it was 2.1 million. And then 2025, it goes down to 900,000. Those are still pretty large numbers. And I do understand that obviously a lot of people do get those social security numbers if they were obtaining citizenship and it took them time. So a lot of those numbers probably accrue up in that regard. But 2.1 million is kind of insane. But here's a little bit of a clip, I guess you can say, from when they were talking about it. It's 43 seconds long. I'll go ahead and play it.
When we saw these numbers, we were like, what is this? In 21, you see 270,000 people, goes all the way to 2.1 million in 24. These are non-citizens that are getting Social Security numbers.
Yeah, this is a mind-blowing chart.
Yeah, just... This literally blew us away. Like, we went there to find fraud, and we found this by accident. And this isn't political, by the way. My parents are immigrants. This country's been great to us. My brother and sister are all born in Spain. I'm pro-legal immigration. This is not political. is not political. This is about America.
Yeah, so I mean they kind of said it perfectly. This is not political. This is just data. And, you know, there no other stipulations have been thrown into this discussion from the sources. Like, they're not talking about certain demographics or anything, but they're just talking about, you know, why is the government issuing this many new Social Security numbers to non-citizens is the question. And don't get me wrong, I know birth rates are down, population trends are not looking good for just society in general across the globe. So always welcoming in new people to fill ranks in society, fill new positions, skilled positions, labor positions are always welcome. But it's just the matter of, like, make sure you do it the right way. Otherwise, there's these loopholes and these laws and all these paperwork, all this paperwork and processes you'll have to go through, and it's just a nightmare. So if you just start from just trying to apply for, like, your visa and then working towards citizenship, like, you'll have that year to work towards it. And I know I've worked with people that have had working visas. When I worked at this beach resort on Longboat Key, met some people from Spain, from Turkey, from all over, Greece. And, you know, they all respected that. They worked a year, 12 months, brought their American money home, and were filthy fucking rich because of it. I mean, it's just the facts. So people take advantage of that, and there's no shame in that. There is no shame in that, because if you come here, you work, that's your purpose for being here. Not, you know, doing other nefarious act, like other, you know, activities that could be nefarious, it could be unknown to the government, it could be, I mean, there's a lot of just terror in the world too. So you got to keep in mind the criminal aspect of, like, if people come over here and try and take advantage of the system in nefarious ways, and there's a lot of people that do that. There really is. And, you know, obviously, if you come over here the right way, build a business, work for a year, bring your money back, and then try and get citizenship, study, try and be, you know, kind of immersed in American culture, because you can't, there's a difference. Like, and I'm sure everyone realizes this. Like, if you're in Sweden right now and you take a trip to fucking Congo, you won't fit in. That's not just because of, like, your race or anything, just the culture. Like, you need to learn the culture of where you're going to be settling in and growing roots into the community. And hopefully, and by all means, in a positive way. Because there are people out there, like the Christmas Market Massacre in Germany, where people that, you know, claimed to be refugees came over and enacted terror on innocent civilians. So that you just can't have events like that in general. But I'll play this next clip. It's a little longer. From this convention here with Elon Musk and I imagine one of his Doge members here talking about the immigration policy. I'm gonna throw it in the middle of the talk here, just because it is a 5-minute clip. But we'll go ahead and listen into this. As they talk.
Really, a lot of waste, and so that came up with a big list of stuff they're working on. You've heard some of that already, but this is what jumped out at us when we saw these numbers. We're like, what is this? In 21, you see 270,000 people. And you can tell them you're afraid, and they'll give you an asylum case. You get an interview, then you get in. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to just go to the border. Literally, this happened. I talked to Border Patrol myself. Elon was there too. I went to Laredo, and I went to Bronzeville. Elon went to Eagle Pass. You walk up to a Border Patrol officer, and you tell them you want to come in. They have a couple of choices. They could charge you with a misdemeanor or a felony under 1325. Or they can make it an administrative offense, like a parking ticket, basically. They were told to do that, make it an administrative offense under the last administration. And then you go walk across the border, they do what's called a release your own recognizance, and they give you an NTA, a notice to appear, which is to appear at a judge. The wait times on judges are like average 6 years. Look at Grok, you'll see it on immigration judges. There's only 700 of them. This is 5.5 million people, okay? So what happens then? Once you're in the country, and you got asylum through one of these pathways, and we mapped the whole thing out, you can apply for a work document. You file a 765, it's the work form. You get this form called the 766, that's the authorization, and then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number. No interview, No ID.
This is worth, like, just reiterating. It's not people sometimes think that under the Biden administration that he was simply asleep at the switch. He wasn't asleep. No. They weren't asleep at the switch. It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States and disenfranchise the American people and make it a permanent, deep blue, one-party state from which there would be no escape.
Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure.
And you do kind of take that and you're like, that is kind of a tactical move that could be, you know, very well used. And, you know, you've heard Democrats like Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, gosh, even Obama, I mean, on record have said you can always profit from a tragedy and you never look away from it. You know what I'm saying? Like the body bags during COVID, those companies made billions. The Pfizer, J&J, and no ramifications or consequences to these companies after pushing. I mean, I'm talking about the vaccines, the quote unquote vaccines at this point, for pushing potentially faulty product, not tested product. They're not going to get in trouble for it. They're going to be deemed saviors in history. And I don't know. We're in a weird time to me. And you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that those shots didn't maybe save people, but I think if we played it a little differently during COVID, probably a lot more people would be alive. I think we did more harm than good in terms of, you know, our elderly population, especially in New York, the state of New York. They did a horrible job. Thousands of people died. And we saw corruption with Cuomo. I mean, there's COVID, like, changed everything because everyone was at home that wasn't important and, like, not in the upper echelon of top tier class. And then they were like, just able, these people with all this power, money, influence were able to do so much. I mean, forget about the politics side. Look at all the artists, like the musical artists during COVID time that popped off because everyone was at home, had nothing else to do but to just stream, watch videos, goon, emerald goon rank on Jerkmate. Like, that's what they were doing. So, like, artists were able to captivate people, grow cult fan bases, and literally just fall off the face of the fucking earth. Like, me personally, I have no idea what happened to Lil TJ. I mean, he sometimes makes songs. I mean, Playboy's new album was ass. Just a lot of those guys, like YBN Namir, Ski Mask the Slump, you know what I'm saying? Like, all those types of artists, like, they emerged, made so much filthy money. Not in a bad way, but, like, they just were able to captivate the streaming and the monetization platforms online and through social media. And the podcast game exploded. Like, everything virtually exploded. And, you know, it just, I felt like while that happened, it was just a bigger distraction for people to not realize, like, what was going on. Like, Klaus Schwab's 2030 Great Reset book came out, I think, around that time, too. I could be wrong. Could have came out a couple years prior. But, you know, just weird shit, just even weirder shit has started to arise during that time, in my personal opinion. No, I just think that was a weird discussion to bring into it. I mean, I know there's a lot of, you know, speculation on, like, okay, dude, relax. There, a lot of these people that got these social securities were just trying to simply get in here, work, and be a part of society. There's nothing wrong with that. There really is not. Like, that's not the issue at all. It's simply the nefarious characters, the drug mules, the fucking cartel members, the cartel itself, like, those things need to be kept out, and they're not, because those types of entities always take advantage of the innocent people trying to get here for good reasons, and it does affect everything in its path. So definitely not something to look over and to keep forgetting about, in a sense. But speaking of talking about gang members and cartel members, the U.S. transfers 17 gang members to El Salvador prison on the night of March 30th, 2025. The United States, in a joint military operation with El Salvador, transferred 17 individuals linked to the Tren de Aragua MS-13 gangs to a maximum security prison in El Salvador. The individuals transferred are reported to include murderers and child rapists. This operation was conducted despite a judicial order from Judge James Boasberg indicating a potential defiance of legal directives. It's kind of crazy. Like, in my opinion, if those criminals resignate and originate from that country, that country needs to take care of them. and house them, because the American taxpayer should not have to pay for MS-13 gang members to be fed and kept in a nice American cushy prison. I've seen the videos of like the El Salvador prison they were going to. It's pretty horrible, like horrible living conditions. But I mean, if you're a child rapist, you deserve that. So I mean, I have no shame in saying that like those types of individuals, those types of criminals deserve every horrible thing that comes to them in captivity. Another big headline that came out, the U.S. military equalizes combat standards. On March 31st, 2025, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth announced a new memorandum aimed at establishing equal standards for men and women in combat roles within the military. This policy seeks to eliminate the previous practice of having different standards based on sex, emphasizing the importance of having the same high standards for all personnel to ensure the best possible leaders and the highest levels of readiness. This change is intended to promote equality and excellence in combat arms, military, occupational specialties, MOSs, and jobs. I'm going to try and find a little sound bit from Pete Hegseth. Looks like he did actually have something here. I'm going to go ahead and try and play it here for everyone on the podcast.
We're about to land in Washington, D.C. on our way back from Japan, where we've been meeting with the troops, talking to allies and partners, reestablishing deterrence in the Indo-Pacific. It's Sunday, but of course we're still working. And I want to show you one thing. It's a new memorandum that's coming out today on combat arms standards. You see, for far too long, we allowed standards to slip and different standards for men and women and combat arms MOSs and jobs. That's not acceptable. We need to have the same standard, male or female, in our combat roles to ensure our men and women who are under our leaders or in those formations have the best possible leaders and the highest possible standards that are not based at all on your sex, if you're a man or a woman. So I'm signing this memorandum today. The services will review, and soon we'll have nothing but the highest and equal standards for men and women in combat.
You got to really just kind of appreciate it. It's really sad that we have to preface that now. But it's kind of, you know, we live in this era of lunacy. But it's one of those things where it kind of just comes down to now it's legislation. Hopefully it gets passed through, because we need the best service men and women possible to be able to deter threats, to act upon terror. I am a fan of the isolationist model. I do not believe that we need to be a part of NATO or EU or any of those large entities abroad. If those countries want our help, they need to pay. Obviously, keep close allies and historic allies close and protected. And interest abroad also well security, like give them security and stuff. But we don't need to be risking our men and women in you know Ukraine, in my opinion. Like that's not a situation I want to see. I did see a report that there is possibly going to be some French and British troops being sent to Ukraine. And if that is possible, if that will happen, if that does happen, that essentially means World War III. And if Europe wants to take on Russia, they probably could win. Just based on technology, schematics, tactics, just overall strength in technology, they are advanced over Russia. Russia is struggling against Ukraine. Ukraine is getting funneled weapons through pretty much every Western nation. And everyone knows it. So they're able to put up a fight. So we saw, it's kind of a test run. We see what, you know, our technology can do against Russia, and Russia is not equipped for it. They're just going to keep throwing bodies at the problem and eventually win. This war can drag out for years if Putin wants it to, but I'm sure he doesn't. But at the end of the day, I mean, if he's going to do this, it's risky for the world. I mean, what's going to happen with Taiwan and China? What's going to happen in other areas, hot areas of the world, like Israel? Like that needs to end. These combats and these conflicts need to end. It's unstabilizing their regions, obviously, but honestly, the world too. I mean, we have people protesting for Israel and Palestine over here in the United States. And yes, if you're Jewish, if you're Palestinian, I understand this hits home to you. But if you're a white girl named, you know, Lily, and you're on the campus of fucking, you know, BYU, and you're just, I'm not shitting on BYU, I'm just an example, but if you're gonna protest for the end of Israel, you know, I don't know if you know what you're talking about. And the other way around, like, there's history there. There's a lot of history there that people are not educated on, and myself, I'm not either. Like, I'm not this guru on Middle Eastern historical knowledge. Like, I'm just simply saying, like, Americans especially, and this new wave of like Twitter warriors and protesting everything, people mostly don't know what the fuck they're talking about, and they don't have any idea what they're protesting for or against. And it's for a reason. It's polarization. Polarization is a huge political tool, a huge propaganda tool for large companies, monopolies, fucking politicians. And this is how they get you. They get people this riled up and chaos ensues. And I feel like we're getting that a little bit more now, especially with, you know, these conflicts continuing. And I don't want to go back to the BLM riots of COVID time. I mean, those times were fucking horrible for some of these states over here. So I just don't want to see that kind of polarization again, because it could definitely be rough for pretty much the economy, your wallet, you personally maybe out there. I don't know, but it's, and if the American economy is down bad, the world's economy is down bad. That's just my thoughts on it. But that's pretty much all I have to say. I got to get to work soon, so I'm going to hop off this episode. Hopefully everyone really appreciated our little news hour segments. Greatly appreciated for all the support in general. We are growing on YouTube. Make sure you guys, if you check us out on there, subscribe, like, and comment. If you're checking us out on Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple Podcasts, follow, like, give us a rating as well. It's greatly appreciated. Stay safe, stay awake, and take care.